Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My Lord, as the fire in Arani wood is covered, you and your unlimited knowledge are covered by the material modes of nature. Your mind, however, is not attentive to the activities of the modes of nature. Those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge are not subject to the regulative principles directed in the Vedic literatures, because such advanced souls are transcendental. You personally appear in their pure minds. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.11, it is said, Tesham mi vanu karpartam aham ajyan jyam tamaha nasyami atma bhava stato jnana dipena bhashvata. For a devotee who has taken the lotus feet of the Lord within his heart, the Lord gives spiritual enlightenment known as jnana dipa by special mercy from within. This jnana dipa is compared to the fire hidden within Arani wood. To perform fire sacrifices, great sages previously did not ignite a fire directly. The fire would be invoked from Arani wood. Similarly, all the living entities are covered by the modes of material nature, and the fire of knowledge can be ignited only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when one takes Him within one's heart. Save mana Krishna padara vinadayo. If one takes seriously the lotus feet of Krishna, who is seated in within one's heart, the Lord eradicates all ignorance. By the torch of knowledge, one immediately understands everything properly by the special mercy of the Supreme Lord and becomes self-realized. In other words, although a devotee may externally not be very well educated, because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives him enlightenment from within. If the Lord gives enlightenment from within, how can one be in ignorance? Therefore, the allegation of the Mayavadis that the devotional path is for the unintelligent or uneducated is untrue. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavat ya kinchana saver gunes tatra samap sate suraha. It says, this is Bhagavatam 5.18.12. If one becomes an alloyed devotee of the Supreme Lord, he automatically manifests all good qualities. Such a devotee is above the instructions of the Vedas. He is Paramahansa. Even without going through the Vedic literature, a devotee becomes pure and enlightened by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, my Lord, the devotee says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Om dhyanatim marandasya dhyananjana salakeya chakshohon milatam yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वञ्चकौपचूपियश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितनं पावनभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः. So, this verse is a special verse in that it says here that my Lord, as the fire in the Arani wood is covered, you and your unlimited knowledge are covered by the material modes of nature. And this is a point that Bhagavad Gita repeats again and again, how we're covered by the modes of material nature. Just like the sun can be covered by cloud, always there, but the modes of material nature, because of our conditioned nature, is they are like clouds. They cover our heart. It's based on, of course, unfulfilled desires. And this principle of devotional service is this purification of us. It's the method by which that we can take this covering, clear these clouds from our mind, take the dust off of the mirror of the heart and actually see the self, you know, by this pure vision. But certainly in the Bhagavatam it says that we must hear, and by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord and this sound vibration, we will become enthused in some way. It will touch our heart. It will give us an impetus to do some service, to do devotional service. And then the process of devotional service by such an inspiration will then enliven us. It's again, it's the Lord within the heart. He gives us this, he enthuses within the heart. And it's in Canto 4, I think it's chapter 30, text 21, where it says those who engage in this devotional service, they become enthused from within the heart. They feel joyful. And so in this devotional service, so the Lord within the heart gives us this enthusiasm to carry on. And so here, it says, with your unlimited knowledge, which is covered by the modes of material nature, it says, your mind, however, is not attentive to the modes of material nature. It's an interesting aspect of the Lord, where these modes of material nature, Maya, they act as servants of the Lord, almost automatically, based on our desire. It's an automatic covering process. So, though they're under his jurisdiction, in that he can control the modes of material nature in everything we do, in our service, or in our material existence, or material service, because we can serve either material nature or the Supreme Lord himself. This Lord within, he activates the modes either to serve material nature, or he activates the modes in such a way that we get relief, or they are relieved from us, that we can make some progress, that our heart will become purified. And then it says, so his servants, the modes of material nature, Maya, is there under his command. But it says, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge are not subject to the regulative principles as directed in the Vedic literatures. Now, it's an interesting aspect. It comes on to a highly elevated state now, where we as sadhakas, we try and practice these regulative principles as directed in the Vedic literatures. But such advanced souls, they're transcendental. And it's an interesting aspect that somehow or other we have somebody like Srila Prabhupada who would do many, many things that would be criticized by, you know, even his god brothers. They would be subject to criticism, that he would take into account the situation of the Western culture, that somehow he would bring us all under one roof, you know, both male and female, and serve the Lord in that way, that they would have separate ashrams, but somehow he'd give us everyone an opportunity. Because of the nature of the Western culture, had this outlook that the men and women would participate in similar occupations. And somehow he engaged it in Krishna's service. His power was that he saw beyond the scriptural injunctions. He saw that actually service actually transcended these Vedic injunctions in some way, in that he wanted to rescue us, much as the Lord comes himself. He's not influenced by the modes of material nature. And though he will appear at times to be affected by the modes of material nature, certain pastimes, where I can't remember what the situation was, where they showed his parents being killed. It was some demon who had this power to conjure illusion, and it speaks of how, you know, his emotions were taken over by this, and he was inflamed at seeing this. You know, the demon, actually, or the demon within us, that somehow we respond to this illusion cast by Maya. We react all the time if we're not careful. And so it calls for some sort of mercy. So, Teshami Vanuka Partamahamaha Adhyana Yantamaha Nasyami Atma Bhava Sitoho Jana Dipenash Bashvata. He says, to show them my special mercy, I, the Lord within the heart, shine with a shining lamp of knowledge and dissipate the darkness born of ignorance. And but this is a dependent, or is a condition based on our sincerity and our development to, or need, or greed to get to know the Lord. Actually, we need to be somehow involved in this devotional service in such a way that it will absorb us and take us by its power into its hands, that we will become absorbed in this service. And so Prabhupada, he says, a surrendered soul, in this letter to Jayapataka, he says that he sees, the devotee sees, that the Lord himself is in control of everything. No matter what I am doing now, I'm meant to be doing. So this is, he says, this is symptoms of a surrendered soul. He understands that actually whatever my situation is, whatever circumstances I find myself in is certainly directly controlled by the Lord. And so he says then, whatever I am doing now, I am meant to be doing. So let me do it with my full attention. Shri Shri Radhakul Kunanda Kijai, Shri Shri Gorantai Kijai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kijai. So he says, let me do it with my full attention, no matter what it is. Let all other considerations be forgotten. This is the spiritual understanding that if we try to be something, we're not living in the now. But if we understand that whatever we are doing now, that it should be given with our full attention, as an act of devotion, as an act of worship, then we start to surrender to the moment. Our concern is not for the past or the present or the future. It is in the present. And this is the most important thing. And so, by His special mercy, that in this absorption in devotional service, He gives us special mercy. He gives us knowledge. And He destroys ignorance. I can remember there was a devotee cleaning the temple room, and I asked him to do certain things, and somehow there was some reluctance to do this service. He wanted to be doing other things, and he said, you see the lamps here, there was dust on them. And he says, I said, if you can dust the lamps. He says, I can't do that. Straight away, I can't do that. And so this is the mercy of the Lord. He gives them this understanding. He covers with ignorance based on desire. If we don't want to do something, He'll certainly cover us. I can't do that. He'll give that immediate understanding and realization, or lack of realization, that we will be covered. You know. So I said to him, well, he says, you must show me. And so, you know, I asked him to stand on a chair and take the duster and then do it with that. But it was a clear example, and also there's certain things that arose from this service, that things are missed, they're gone round, things aren't moved out, and they aren't done properly. This reluctance to do service. And so it covers us. And we can't feel joyful, we become morose, and but when one is willing to do whatever comes one's way, in the spirit of surrender, in the spirit of service and servitude, then the Lord from within enthuses. He gives joy. You know, we can see it in this Janmashtami preparations. I always give this as an example. We have our congregation. They have their certain lives to lead in the congregation. They come home from work, then they come here, and they're doing service into the night. But you can see by the atmosphere, or feel by the atmosphere, and see their joy in doing service together, that actually the Lord is enthusing them. It's His nourishment for the service. He gives us joy. It's not that we shouldn't ever feel joyful in our service. Actually, we can be joyful in any service. We may struggle, but this struggle, Prabhupada, he calls it actually a mental concoction. Our struggle is actually with the mind. And the mind is bound again by the modes of material nature. It's controlled in many ways by the modes of material nature. But he says that, if I can just remember this, that the symptom of a person it's gone now, actually, sorry. But when we are voluntary and we take up or we step over the limitations of our modes of nature, in other words, that we try and do to our best ability, then we can be happy, we can be joyful. Somehow it's stretching our nature. It's, we've got to come out of this limitations of the modes of material nature. It's like a cage, actually. It will stop us developing who we are. And certainly with doing any service that, for me to try and sing is probably the biggest obstacle as of service, but somehow I got to see as service and do it. I struggle with it a great deal, and but by the grace of the Lord, somehow we come through. But and it won't necessarily disappear from us, actually, this struggle throughout our lives in whatever service it may be. That somehow that obstacles will show themselves, or it may be the same obstacle even through our lives. We don't know. That somehow we have to live almost with this encumbrance of this body and the mind and so-called intelligence. But we have to do it in such a way that this inspiration that we get from hearing or whatever it may be that we get our inspiration from will see us through the difficulties encountered in our service. Certainly that we don't know what's going to happen each day. You may do the same service each day, but somehow it changes. It'll be always fresh and new, that's for certain. It will show something. And so we rely on the Lord also from within to be enthused. But at the same time, we know that the association of devotees is similar to that of the association of the Lord within. They give their special mercy too. The spiritual master will guide and encourage, but also chastise. This is all special mercy. We need this mercy to progress. And but what is the very interesting thing here? It says, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge are not subject to the regulative principles as directed by the Vedic literatures. Such advanced souls are transcendental. So it says, you personally appear in their pure minds. It's a nice vision, actually, that we're looking about spontaneity, the nature of the soul. That sometimes we may do something spontaneously. I say sometimes for me because I'm a bit of a robot, But actually, if the spontaneity comes, then we break out of this cage, you know. This is inspiration from the Lord. We've received His mercy, and somehow, it's totally beyond the normal things, and that we regard, say, Lord Nityananda, the things that he did on inspiration. He was sometimes beyond convention. He would sometimes dance around naked, and the others would try and cover him up. you know, but such was his feelings of joy. It was just totally innocent, that of a child. You know, a child will do that. They'll just go on the beach and they'll take all their clothes off and jump about. And they'll just have a great time in the water. It's total innocence. It's just the joy of the moment. The joy of inspiration. The joy of service. You know, you get carried away, you know, with whatever you're doing. You forget your body. This is the very nice thing about service, actually, if you become self-forgetful. In other words, this consciousness of having to protect oneself. And I'll resort to my savior, as I see as my savior, is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. When he's speaking like Gajendra, he's in a situation where he's in despair and his very physical existence and his situation is in difficulty, and he's pleading with the Lord, but these prayers, they spring from a spontaneous platform. He starts to glorify the Lord. He's in contact with his previous lives' realizations, and they blossom. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his poems of Sharanagati, and this is the protection of the Lord, from the songs of the protection of the Lord. By what personal understanding or by what power has one such as I come into your shelter? Surely it is by your mercy alone, for Doyamoy, Patita Pavana, you are engaged in the deliverance of fallen souls. My only hope, O Lord, is that you are full of compassion and mercy. There is no one in need of your mercy more than I. You surely will drive away all my fears. No one else in this world has the power to rescue me. O merciful Lord, by your decree, kindly deliver this vile and lowly sinner. I have given up everything and come to your lotus feet, O Lord. I am your eternal servant, and you are the maintainer. You are the sole protector, O Lord of the universe. Everything is yours, and I am merely your menial servant. So it is certain that you will deliver me. I have chosen your lotus feet as my only shelter. I am no longer belong to myself. Bhaktivinod weeps and humbly takes shelter of your feet, forgiving all his offenses, affording him a taste for the holy name. O kindly maintain him. But Prabhupada, he says here in his final part of this purport, even without going through the Vedic literature, a devotee becomes pure and enlightened by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, my Lord, the devotee says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. It's a position of absolute humility. But it's also a position of surrender and joy. It's a relief that actually that we don't have the power, that we can't do anything by our power. And this was Gajendra's great joy when he started glorifying the Lord. He started to see the Lord, and in seeing the Lord through these prayers, as he did, that it relieved him from all suffering. That the repetition of such prayers relieves one from all suffering, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur was trying to express there. That it's this mercy that the devotee becomes pure and enlightened by the mercy of the Lord. It's the mercy of the Lord that does it, not by our endeavors. It's not possible. It's just that we should carry on. We should patiently wait on the mercy of the Lord. And certainly Gajendra, then, when he performs his service of the glorification, it completely overpowers him and his feelings and despair. So, I don't know if this is my limited realization on this. I struggle with this sometimes, but all the time, but actually. But if there's some comment and correction too, this is needed. And I thank you for this correction. It was during this class. This will help me progress and probably try and do a little bit better.